Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Kim Clijsters, yeah, she was my idol. Like, I wanted to be like.
But she was
Kim
a hardcore, mainly a hardcore player, wasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. So was I.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
It's All Ireland Hurling final weekend, and excitement is building across Cork and Tipperary, but nowhere attention's higher than Araglan GAA Club, a Cork based club whose pitch is in Tipperary. Loyalties are about to be divided in this club this weekend.
We've got a Cork club here, pitches in Tipperary, and Waterford in the mix as well.
Yeah, I suppose originally there was two clubs in the area. There was Araglan Hurling Club and there was St Michael's Football Club, and they amalgamated. So Araglan Hurling Club would have kind of came from the school that's just over the road here, and St Michael's would have been kind of over towards the Kilworth side. So they amalgamated into Araglan GAA Club, and that's kind of how the whole thing started off.
The Hurling Club, I believe, was formed in 1945, 46, that way, which is not today or yesterday. We also had a football team in the lower half of the area, shall we say, and that was known as St Michael's. And the people that went to the Ballyheefy School, they favoured the hurling, which is supposed to be mostly from Tipperary and Waterford. They'd be more into the hurling. And down in the other school, in the Coolmohan one, was mainly football. So it stayed that way then, and they had reasonable success. But they amalgamated in 1968.
The pitch was always here in Araglan, the community field.
Has there ever been talks to get it moved over to Cork? If there's a win on Sunday now,
no,
maybe?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think the Cork side like coming over to Tipperary to play a bit of ball, you know?
Oh, up the Rebels. Rebels all the way. Rebels all the way. First time in 20 years, we'll be back.
And is it just because you're living in Araglan now that you have to wear the Cork gear every day so there's no confusion?
Ah, just in case you get confused, yeah, because it's like with the Tipperary boys, you just don't want to get mixed up with them, especially the Tipperary boys.
Like. What would the breakdown on the team be like now in terms of Cork, Tip and Waterford?
Well, I suppose Cork would probably maybe be more predominant, all right, it's, but you'd be talking, I suppose, maybe 50% or 60% maybe Cork.
Yeah, well, the majority of our players would be from Cork, and I suppose Tip and Waterford kind of make up the rest, you know, but we'd be as loud as them anyway, you know what I mean? Maybe a bit of the better quality coming from the Tipperary side rather than the Cork side, you know.
And how about your household? Is it an all-Tip house?
Well, actually, I'm married to a Limerick woman, so we had a good couple of years there with Limerick, you know, but we're all Tipperary. I have three kids and they're all Tipperary and they're going to school over in Araglan, but there's a nice few of us after infiltrating the school in Araglan, so we're starting to take over there as well.
Waterford, as we were mentioning, well, go already just across the river there, like, so you know, you could poke the slipper across into Waterford from our playing pitch here, like.
Do you have any mixed loyalties in your households?
Oh, yeah, the wife is Tipperary, all right, yeah, yeah. Well, she's Tipperary this weekend. Normally, she wouldn't support them at all, but when they're in the other end, of course, she'd support them, way, I imagine, you know.
And will you be talking now coming up to Sunday?
Hopefully, but you just wouldn't know. Hopefully. Well, I'd be talking to her, whereas she'd be talking to me. It's a different story. I'm not sure about that.
And how about yourself?
Oh, no, we're all Cork in our house, yeah. All Cork, yeah.
You made sure of that?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, my mother's Waterford, but look, yeah, we've all got our problems. Like, so.
Well, we'd have son-in-laws and things like that would be Tipperary men, staunch. But, you know, I should. We'll have them have their own problems. We'll look after our own.
Do you think it's a benefit to Araglan GAA Club that you have the different counties coming in? Does it add something different to the club? Makes it unique?
Definitely. They're all Araglan people, like, and they're all more than welcome to be here and going to the school here now, like, you know. And, you know, it would be a sorry day when it would be any other way, like, really.
You yourself, you're playing with the Masters, hurling and football.
I am indeed, yeah.
But not for Tipperary?
Not for Tipperary, no, no. I suppose this year I was contacted by the Cork Masters, and they asked me would I be interested in playing with Cork, and I jumped at the chance. I suppose all my hurling and football I've played with a Cork club, and all my friends would be from Cork and from Araglan, you know, and from Waterford as well, because we pull from all sides. So yeah, it was an easy decision for me. So delighted to be playing with Cork in the Masters and shouting for Tipperary.
And are you playing with Araglan?
Yeah.
Just
well,
retired.
He's retired with about 30 years, yeah, and he's only 40. But I still play away.
Keep
already.
Going.
What's it like going down training with lads, playing from different counties?
Oh, it's great. It's great around here. It's great, especially this time when these games are on. It's unbelievable. It'd be mighty crack here, like, especially there now after games when you go for a drink, right? And it's great crack with the Waterford and the Tip lads. Great crack.
It's like Davy's cousins, like. Dunor and Wex.
Yeah, they're tipping in. Like, yeah.
And they're playing with us for years, like, so, you know, it's great crack.
It's always great crack. There's always a bit of banter. And look, I suppose it was Cork and Waterford there for a few years, and This is the first time that Tip and Cork have ever met in an All-Ireland final, so it's a bit extra special, and there seems to be a lot more colour going up overnight. Whoever seems to be putting it up, we don't know. We haven't figured that one out yet, but yeah, every morning when we drive to work, there seems to be more flags and more colour around the place, you know?
You know, that was a great old sporting rivalry. Even Dudley, you know, we'd be pure enemies for an hour and a half while the match is on, but after that, then...
It never gets too serious, though.
There's never been a serious bus stop. No, there wouldn't be, no. They'd be good enemies, like, shall we say.
But the pub here as well, based in Tip, will there be a bit of a 50-50 divide on Sunday?
Oh, there will, of course. Yeah. There's always a great banter. Always of a Sunday evening after the matches, there's always a great crowd over. Even if it was just a local club game, there's always a great crowd over a Sunday evening. There's plenty of diagnosis going on over there, you know. So it's mighty sport. Like, I suppose the pitch here behind us is actually the furthest south pitch in Tipperary, you know. So and Waterford is just at the other side of the river. The river's just running down along there, and just across the way is Waterford.
The Waterford lads don't win too much, so they can't really be saying anything to us. Yeah, so the Tip lads, yeah, they'll be a bit noisy all right now, you know. As you see coming out the road there, there's flags everywhere. Sure, they didn't put up a flag with 30 years, like.
Yeah, we heard there was a lot of nighttime activity from the Tip lads.
But sure, you know, that's what they do. Come out at night when there's no one around, you know. That's what they do.
And say, for young gang now playing, if they were showing a bit of form, selected for a county team, do they have a choice on what team they play for, or because you're playing in the Cork Championship, is it automatically that they play for Cork?
It's not automatically, like, but you see, I suppose the Tipperary side and the Waterford side, they wouldn't see us playing because we're playing with a Cork club, you know. So look, I played with Ireland I'm playing with them with 25 years, you know, or more, and I suppose I've played with Evan Jew as well, which would be a divisional side, you know. So, like, that's where we do all our hurling. And I did get trials many moons ago for Cork under 21s, you know. So I suppose that's what we do. And those Waterford lads at the moment playing with Evan Jew with the divisional side. So that's just the way it is, you know. And I suppose we don't take any notice of it. It's just always the way it was. And we just love playing hurling. And we're a good tight-knit community too. So everybody kind of gets on at times, you know.
Has it ever gone
who's
too
playing.
Far?
Never too far. Always good banter, good crack. And look, we'll be enemies for an hour and a half on Sunday, but I'm sure we'll enjoy after that, whoever wins, you know what I mean? But hopefully it'll be Tipperary.
The entire Munster Championship, so, must be chaos in Aireglen, is it?
Oh, chaos. Look, I suppose for ourselves, Tipperary, we kind of had a very bad year last year, you know. I think we only got 1 point out of the round robin series, you know. So like what has been coming out of Tipperary camp, they were saying that the Tipperary jersey was on the floor last year, and they're just trying to bring a bit of pride back into the place. So look, fair play to them. They kind of came from nowhere this year, so look, getting to an All-Ireland final was a bonus for us this year. I suppose getting over the Munster was even a bonus for us. So to be in an All-Ireland final next Sunday, we're absolutely delighted. And look, if the boys show up, I think they'll give Cork enough of it. But look, Cork are red-hot favourites. They've been flying all year. So look, hopefully our boys will make a good show of themselves. And look, we'll see on Sunday. It could be a bounce of a ball in it. So
yeah, so what's our final predictions?
Oh, it has to be Tipperary. You know, I think if we show up, I think they'd be just... I think at the way they're going at the moment, Cork are the farm team, but I think Tip have maybe a rabbit up the hat, and hopefully we can turn Cork over on Sunday.
Hopefully not. What are our predictions for the weekend?
Surely Cork by 4 or 5 points easily.
I'd say by 10 or 11, to tell you the truth.
Why, Davey? Well, Davey's so, cocky, boy.
I am confident, yeah. Cork are going well. They were there before, so hopefully.
And are you heading up?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Will you watch it at home now?
Oh, I'll watch it. I might watch it here because the festival's on, so they're showing it over on the screen, so we might watch it here.
Will there be almost like a 50-50 split, so, in the pub?
Come here. All the Waterford lads know the Tipperary here. Everyone but Cork, so they'll probably be a 70-30 at least.
Really?
They'll all be against Cork now. Guaranteed, you know. So, yeah, it'll be good crack, though.
They're always just the favourites. Like,
they're always
just,
yeah.
The first All-Ireland final I went to in hurling was 1963, which is good many years ago. And I was at a football final the year previous to that. That was the start, and I'm kind of going to them since.
You've been at the wall since?
Well, not all, no, but we've been at a good charm.
Obviously, because this is the first time the Cork have played Tip in the final, it's the first time Aireglen have had this kind of debacle in the community, is it?
Oh, that, well, that's the thing. Like, sure, it wasn't possible up until, like, the whilst you had the Munster and, you know, Leinster and Connacht champions and things coming through, like, so with the new system now, like, you could have Cork and Tipperary or Cork and Waterford meeting in finals, or, you know, we had it there a couple of years ago, Limerick and Waterford playing in the North Ireland final.
Arglin are delighted about that, so it's adding a bit of spice.
Oh, well, of course, it is. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And
yeah.
What are your predictions for the weekend?
Well, on theory, like, Cork should be winning, but, you know, Cork and Tip matches takes on a life of their own, which I've at least seen too many times. You know, one lack of concentration and then they're back into it again, like, you know, either way, like, you know, but, yeah, I'd be hoping that Cork would win by a couple of points, but that's about what it will be, like. I hear people saying that this match is going to be, you know, will be won easily, like, there's no such thing as winning anything easy when it's Tip and Cork. That's on both sides of the coin.
There'll be a winner in Arglin anyway, regardless.
Oh, there will be, definitely, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had this.
I picked up a great bit of advice from Tommy Walsh. He did a podcast, I think it was with yourselves, and so I remember him saying that his first All-Ireland final, he blinked and he looked up at the clock and it was 30 minutes gone and he had no influence on the game whatsoever. So I remember hearing that before my first All-Ireland in 2018, and I remember saying to myself, okay, if there's one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get myself into the game early. Do something with a ball that comes in positive that you can impact the game.
We also had this.
After we played Killa for Fairview, we just stepped off the mics and just stood back, and they were just
louder and louder.
Cheese just kept getting louder.
Louder and louder. It went on for about 90 seconds.
Yeah. We couldn't have started another song if we wanted to.
No. We wouldn't have had a hope.
I can see it. Even talking about it, you can see.
Catch up now elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning when Off The Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.